From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be in the cosmos and all the time zones around the world, each and every one covered by this program, Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell, filling in for George Norrie, who will be back next week to once again grace the airwaves. Boy, I've got a lot of news for you tonight and next hour, and I want to warn you right now, and this is a warning. We've got a well-respected doctor, Dr. Gary C. Ridenour, MD, who has studied the bird flu, and he's going to scare the hell out of you. He certainly scared the hell out of me. He sent me a copy of his book, and I read it, and I called him right away, and that's how he's on tonight. So that'll be in the next hour. I have been waiting years to say this to you, and what an honor it is to be able to bring you the news tonight. Solar, attention to ham operators, solar physicists have been waiting for the appearance of a reversed polarity sunspot to signal the beginning of the next solar cycle. What I'm reading is from Space News, the wait's over, a magnetically reversed high-latitude sunspot emerged today, marking the beginning of solar cycle 24 and the first step toward a new solar maximum. Intense solar activity is not going to begin right now. Solar cycles usually take a few years to build from solar minimum, but it is pretty quick. That is to say, where we are now, to solar max, expected in 2011 or 2012, albeit a slow journey, but we're on our way. So once again, solar cycle 24 officially beginning today, January 4th. Now, Fox News sucks. That's what I think. You know, this is just ridiculous. Ron Paul, a man I've interviewed many times, got more of a percentage by a lot than Rudy Giuliani. But Fox News won't let him in the debate. What the hell are they afraid of? Or what are, I mean, I hope if they've got sponsors, I hope they drop. It's just not right. What are they afraid of? Ron Paul is a fascinating man with fascinating ideas. He's got every right to be heard. He's earned the right to be heard. He's made more money than a lot of them. And he's got more percentage of interest from voters than a lot of them. So what can possibly be the reason to keep Ron Paul out? Come on, Fox. Fair and balanced, though, isn't that what you say? Fair and balanced? Is that really what you want people to think, that you're fair and balanced? Nothing fair, nothing balanced about keeping Ron Paul out. So, you know, what I would say to all of you, whether you're a Ron Paul supporter or not, send him an email. Tell them what you think. Are they afraid that new ideas might be heard? Are they afraid the American people might wake up? Are they afraid that some of the other Republican candidates might suffer a deficit because Ron Paul says something the American people want to hear? Come on, Fox. Anyway, in other political news, Senators Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama drew two distinct paths to the White House for raucous New Hampshire Democrat Party activist Friday night. She's tested, she says, and ready to stand her ground against Republicans. Why? While he's prepared to build a new majority that'll put Democrats into power. The two messages delivered just a day after the Iowa caucuses that gave Obama a victory and Clinton a stunning third place finish received boisterous receptions at the state party's annual fundraising dinner. They also featured the contrasting visions the candidates have not only for political success, but for governing as well. Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich filed a complaint with the FCC on Friday after ABC News excluded him, fellow Democrat Mike Gravel, and Republican Duncan Hunter from its primetime debates on Saturday. Kucinich argues ABC is violating equal time provisions by keeping him out of the debate, noted that ABC's parent, Walt Disney Company, had contributed to campaigns involving the four Democrats who were invited. Big trouble in California. In fact, I had him call my guest to be sure he had power. About a million don't. Howling winds, pelting rain, heavy snow pummeled California on Friday. Brought down trees, flipped big rigs, cut power to more than a million people. Brought down a lot of ham antennas, I'm sure. Forcing evacuations in mudslide-prone areas. Flights were grounded. Highways closed in Northern California. Gusts got up to 80 miles an hour during the second wave of an Arctic storm that sent trees crashing into houses, cars, and roads. Forecasts expect the storm to dump as much as 10 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada by Sunday. It's all coming this way right now. Well, Al-Qaeda is now beginning to use women as suicide bombers. Maybe they're running out of men. Certainly, they're increasingly desperate. So while Muslims generally have women in a second-class sort of place, they're right out there out front with the bombs. White House, Bush administration, considering some sort of economic stimulus package in face of rising unemployment, deterioration in the economy, and all the rest of it. That means tax cuts. Haven't decided yet for sure, but if he's going to do it, State of the Union address coming up January 28th would be the time to announce it. Britney Spears, if anybody cares, has lost custody of her children. Even visitation now. I don't know. I'm sick of that story. Anyway, listen, we're going to go to unscreened open line calls here in a moment. I want to get out my email address if you'd like to email me for whatever reason. I'm artbell@AOL.com, or better yet, artbell, A-R-T-B-E-L-L, at mindspring, M-I-N-D-S-P-R-I-N-G, mindspring.com. That's A-R-T-B-E-L-L, all lowercase, at mindspring.com. If you are west of the Rockies and would like a moment on the air, you can call 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers, area code 818-501-4721. Wildcard lines, we've got a bunch of those. Area code 818-501-4109, 4109, international line 800-893-0903 from anywhere else in the world. Remember, when you get a ring, just let it ring, because no screener is going to pick up. I'll pick up, and when I do, you've got to turn your radio off immediately. All that in mind, we'll be back in a moment with some more news. With respect to what I said about Ron Paul, it's only fair to note I am a registered libertarian, have been for a long time. But that doesn't change anything. I've said that no matter what. Maybe I said it with a little more enthusiasm, but it's wrong to keep him out. Astronomers are puzzling hard over a powerful cosmic explosion that appears to have detonated in a region of empty space, very far away from any nearby galaxy. Well, it might have been the death cry of a star that was born from debris strewn out of a past galactic dust-up. Six spacecraft around Earth and Mars detected a powerful volley of gamma rays, lasted about a minute on 25 January 2007. Such explosions, called long gamma ray bursts, are thought to be caused by massive stars exploding and their cores collapsing into black holes. But this one came from an area where there was virtually nothing. How can that be? As carbon dioxide levels rise on Earth, oxygen levels fall. Since we all breathe oxygen, how will this affect us? Will the Earth end up as a lush jungle of CO2 breathing plants, no humans or animal life around at all? On the SciTech website, Mike Johnston reports that a 20-year study by the Scripps Institute is showing that carbon dioxide produced primarily by burning fossil fuels accumulates in the atmosphere. Available oxygen is decreasing. We're losing 3 oxygen molecules in our atmosphere for each carbon dioxide molecule produced. 3 for 1. You might want to think about that. Toshiba. Toshiba has developed a new class of micro-sized nuclear reactors that are designed to power individual apartment buildings or city blocks. The new reactor, which is only 20 feet by 6 feet, could change everything for small remote communities, small businesses, or even a group of neighbors who are simply fed up with power companies and want more control over their own energy needs. Listen to this. The 200-kilowatt Toshiba designed reactor is engineered to be fail-safe, totally automatic, won't overheat. Unlike traditional nuclear reactors, the new micro-reactor uses no control rods to initiate the reaction. The new revolutionary technology uses reservoirs of liquid lithium-6. That's an isotope that is effective at absorbing neutrons. The lithium-6 reservoirs are connected to a vertical tube that fits down into the reactor core. The whole process is self-sustaining and can last up to 40 years, producing electricity for about 5 cents per kilowatt hour, about half the cost of grid energy. Toshiba is saying they expect to install the first reactor in Japan in 2008 to begin marketing the new system in Europe and America in 2009. You know, I thought they had released all the UFO files in Britain, but lo and behold, the British government is soon to release previously classified details regarding hundreds of reported sightings of UFOs. The Sunday Telegraph said on Sunday, not surprisingly, that this upcoming spring, the Defense Ministry is going to release to the general public about 160 files that allege UFO sightings. Nothing shocking, I guess they say, but very, very, very interesting. Good reason to have Nick Pope on again, I'm sure. All right, to the phones we go, west of the Rockies. Top of the morning, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Is this Art?
It is.
Hey, Art, this is James from Montana.
Hi, James.
About Ron Paul.
Yes.
Well, first of all, condolences to you from Ramona.
Thank you.
And congratulations for your new family.
Thank you. We're very close to the anniversary, January 5th, of Ramona's passing 2 years ago.
Mm.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, Ron Paul. Could all of us who back Ron Paul, could, if he makes it and doesn't drop out to the election, could we write him in?
I mean, yeah, you can write in candidates, of course. But, you know, this has got to be turned around. I mean, Fox just can't be allowed to get away with this.
Yeah, that's not right.
It isn't right. He's got a lot more money than a lot of them now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got higher percentage points. I mean, he whomped Giuliani.
Yeah, I know.
So it's right. Just not right.
Should be something we can do about that. I don't know.
Well, I can only imagine that somebody's afraid that he might have some fresh idea that the American people decide they're interested in. I mean, look what happened in Iowa.
Yeah, exactly.
Surprised everybody. Why? New ideas.
Yep. Well, and that too, plus he's a constitutionalist.
Well, yeah.
You know,
it's just got to change. I'm sure that Fox doesn't want their fair and balanced slogan turned upside down on its ear and stomped on, right?
I know. Anyway, thanks, Art.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call, sir, and have a great morning.
You too.
All right, on to east of the Rockies. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi. I might have the wrong number.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you calling?
Oh, I was trying to call a pizza place down the road here, but if I'm on the air, then I got the wrong number.
Okay, well then, good luck. Get anchovies. Great.
All right.
All right, see you.
Bye.
I don't think it was really a wrong number. International line? Nope. Wrong. Wrong. Let me do this again. I'm getting it. We have a new piece of software for, you know, putting people on the air, and it's a little confusing. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi. Going once, going twice, gone. Wildcard line 4, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Phil from Florida.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Art, first of all, buddy, you are the best, man. We miss you. Ron Paul, he's too liberal for Fox. He's anti-war, so they don't want to give him any airtime.
Yeah, but it's not the point.
Oh, I know. I know. It's not right, but I think that's the main reason. You know, they're very conservative there. The other thing is I have it on good authority that Edna is working in a strip bar in Vegas doing favors in the back. And also, you thought about the environment, weather change here, just another thing real quick. 29 degrees the other morning here in Florida. I work overnight, so I'm part of your...
yeah, I heard there was a frost, but it didn't really damage any crops, apparently.
No, it didn't hold for a long time, but it really got down there. World changing. Well, I'll let you go. Just
29 degrees in Florida. All right, yep. Thank you very much for the call. And a guess about Edna. Wildcard line 1, you're on the air. Hello, wildcard line 1. Going once, going twice, going 3 times, gone like the wind. Wildcard line 2, you're on the air.
Hey, Art, Tim from L.A.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I got a question, actually 2 questions, if it's okay.
Sure.
Okay, my first question is, are you calling for a boycott against Fox until they straighten this out?
No, I don't think I did that. But if people want to boycott, you know, if they want to boycott, I don't care what people do. I mean, if they're angry, they're, you know, whatever.
Okay. Because I was just wondering, because if Coast listeners boycott Fox, Fox will panic, honestly.
You know, I've never been big on boycotts. You know, I just write them an email and say, you guys suck.
Okay. My second question is, you know, when Dr. Ridenour calls in or when he comes on the next hour.
Ridenour, by the way.
Ridenour, yes, right. Thank you. Can you ask him about the kimchi theory or?
The kimchi cure?
Kimchi cure, yes.
I'll ask him, but I don't think there's anything to that.
I don't know, but it was in AP, and you brought it up, and it was on Coast, and it seemed really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to remember to ask. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, Art.
All right. Take care. And I'm going to actually have him start with what a virus is. You know, go right down to the basics, spend just a very few moments on that, so that even those who are not medically inclined we'll be able to sort of follow along as we discuss this, and you'll better understand why this is so incredibly scary. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello. I wanted to say thank you so much for bringing up Ron Paul and talking about that. That's a huge shock to me, that because I've been waiting for anybody to mention anything about Fox News, and nobody has.
Well, yeah, now I have.
Thank you very much for that. And it makes me wonder who owns Fox Network or who's got the strings that are telling them what to say and what to do. And because, I mean, that's not fair and balanced at all.
Well, here's the thing. In previous years, when we had the debates, you know, Ron Paul's been excluded before. And there may have been, you know, he may not have had enough interest, enough whatever. And so they could use that as an excuse to exclude him. But, baby, there's nothing like that right now. There's no reason. In fact, there's every reason to be inclusive of Ron Paul.
I think it's funny, and they shot themselves in the foot, and it's just going to draw more people's attention to the truth.
Well, it's certainly it's going to cause a big problem with their slogan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big problem.
Right, thanks.
Unfair and unbalanced and all kinds of stuff. Hey, how can they keep him out? I honestly, honest to God, I think it has something to do with the fact that he's got some revolutionary ideas, some things that would cause perhaps the other candidates to be a little bit uncomfortable if they had to respond to it, that sort of thing. Don't we need a little bit of that in America? From the high desert, I'm Art Bell. I'm warning you, the guest at the top of the hour is going to scare the hell out of you. Let me read you the letter that he wrote me, sent it here to the House, along with his book. Dear Mr. Bell, been a fan of your show for years, was on Coast to Coast about a year ago. My subject was a coming avian flu pandemic. It'll be here soon, and no one is prepared. I was with a team from the University of Arizona to go to Vietnam with a novel drug to use on the early flu victims. Unfortunately, 3 days before we were to leave, their government dropped off the radar screen for a month. When they reappeared, they said everything was fine here, there, rather. The virus is now in 90 countries and has mutated human to human in two countries. 300 million people to 1 billion people will die in the first year. The infrastructure will wink on and off for 12 to 18 months. 80% of our medications come from other countries and will not arrive. The virus kills 60% of the people from ages 20 to 40. That's 60%. President Bush has signed agreements with the UN to allow them to militarize the US and run it. I've written my book. It's enclosed. Because of its unique way of approaching what will happen and how to think about survival, I think it needs a little more coverage. Gary C. Ridenour, MD. Picked up the phone right away and called him. He'll be here at the top of the hour. If you can't stand bad news, you'll want to tune out. More open line calls in a moment. Okay, wildcard line 4, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
Let me cut my radio down.
Oh, yes, right away, please.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to you on 970 KSYL out of Alexandria, Louisiana. My name is Cornelius.
Yes.
I'm just glad to hear you back on the radio, and today is my birthday, so I'm glad to hear you back, Art.
Happy birthday. Anything else?
Well, I love, like I said, UFOs and stuff. I see you going into a little bit different direction tonight.
A little bit different. Nevertheless, very, very important. Thank you very much for the call. Have a good birthday. What's left of it? Hour and 20 minutes or something. All right, west of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once, going twice. Gone like the wind. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You're on a cell phone in a car, a truck or something.
This is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, traveling westbound on I-10. Listen, on Ron Paul, I know it's Rupert Murdoch owns Fox, and if I'm not mistaken, he's part of the Bilderberg Group, and I'm thinking that would have something to do because Ron Paul would just stir up too much trouble.
Well, I kind of think the same thing, that there would be too much trouble for, in other words, some of Ron Paul's ideas are so radical and so interesting and so cool that the other candidates would have no idea how to respond to it.
Exactly. And he's probably one of the most honest people we have out there. I'm just so tired of all this cookie-cutter politician types. You know, it's the same thing over and over again, and then you finally get somebody, and I can't believe they will never even mention his name.
And thank you very much. It's very rare that you would see politics over ratings. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you see, having Ron Paul as part of the debate would be really an incredibly interesting thing, and that would equal ratings. So we have a very rare situation. Normally, ratings rule, right? No matter what, ratings equal money, and that rules. What could trump that? Well, I guess politics. That'd be my guess anyway. Wildcard Line 3, you're on the air.
Yes, Art Bell, how are you?
Very well, sir.
This is Steve from South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, when are you going to come back to work, Art?
I don't know how to answer that question. I'm spending time with my family. You know, I did this for a couple of decades straight. And so yes. I'm kind of in a, you know, I'm in a break here.
Well, I can understand that. But this is kind of your baby. And I feel the way these two new guys are taking the show, it's not where you intended it to go.
Well, okay. All right. Here's the thing. Whether it's George or Ian or whoever it is, Raleigh, you know, these people should take the program where they want to. And then ratings will determine if they've taken it to a good place or a bad place. And if they've taken it to a bad place, probably they'll be gone. Why? Because ratings rule. Little speech I was giving a little while ago. It's always a very, very poor idea to come on the radio and try and copy anybody because it never works. So I wouldn't want somebody to come on and copy me. Let them do their own thing. And if it goes to a good place, the ratings are good, people make money, the world and Premier is happy. Otherwise, something else happens. So, you know, in all instances, I used to say, ratings rule. I guess I just gave the exception to that. So, time will tell. But I appreciate the call. Wildcard Line 4, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Good to hear you tonight. My name's Dave. I'm calling from the Midwest.
Hello, Dave.
Illinois. Of course, Barack Obama is our Illinois senator here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to think. Personally, I like Ron Paul. We're all talking about Ron Paul right now. I'm going to vote for Ron Paul in the Republican primary.
Well, I think Barack is damned interesting. You know, on the left side, he's very interesting.
Right.
Would think that Barack Obama could win in white Iowa? It doesn't get much whiter than Iowa. So, you know what? If he can win in Iowa, then when it goes on to the southern states, people are going to, I think, jump on board.
That's quite possible. I think he does have a large support. I mean, he's a populist, apparently, but, you know, he talks about change a lot, you know, that he's going to bring about change. Well, the real change, I think, if we had Ron Paul in there, he'd really clean house. I mean, that's what they're scared of, you know. One other thing real quick, Art, I wanted to mention. Yesterday on Thursday, here in the Midwest, just like near St. Louis, was the worst day I've ever seen for chemtrails. They were out from morning until dark, just crisscross back and forth all day long. The sky was just covered with them.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I would like to know what they're trying to do with chemtrails. Is it an attempt at climate modification? Is it an attempt at mass inoculation of some sort? In other words, what do you think they're doing?
Well, I think it probably does have something to do with climate change, with what they think they're doing probably is combating global warming. But, you know, I tend to agree with the people who believe global warming is not caused by what we're doing, but by the sun, by undersea volcanoes, perhaps, and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're definitely undergoing some warming. But I don't think the government should be up there, you know, putting all these chemicals in the air. I mean, what happened yesterday, it turned the entire sky by late afternoon was nothing but a white haze over the entire from one, you know, end to the other. But it was just constant, all day long. You could just, if anybody would look up, they would just see them, you know, crisscrossing X's, giant plus signs, and
gotcha.
They would just, yeah.
Yeah, I know, sir. I've seen it here in the desert. You take a crystal clear day. Here in the desert, we have low humidity. And so generally, for the most part, you have beautiful, dark blue skies. You can see forever. And then some number of years ago, we began to get these, lack of a better name, chemtrails. And sure enough, it would slowly take what was a clear day and turn it into an icky day. Icky, is icky a word? Into an icky day, you know, kind of a haze covering what should be a blue sky. And I don't remember as a child that contrails ever did that sort of thing. They were there for a while and just sort of disappeared and went away. That's not what we have in our skies now. Remember? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Oh, great.
Yes, great indeed.
More on or taking off from what we've been talking about, Ron Paul and ideas.
Yes.
It's not just ideas. recently in Time magazine, I read yet again, another man found something to do in a foreign country, so to speak, found his calling, and is able to go all out to help these people.
What are you talking about, sir?
Excuse me?
What are you talking about?
Exactly this. The reason why it's not just ideas that somebody doesn't want us to hear, it's also actions, because whenever anybody wants to do something for mankind or his fellow man, we always hear him over doing something over a foreign country. And why is that? Because they won't let you do anything here.
All right. All right. Your message is now clear. Like Pons and Fleshman, for example. Cold fusion. Couldn't get it done here. Went to Europe. So that sort of thing does occur. A lot of scientific research that for one reason or another can't be done here is done there. Wasn't always the case in America. We used to be leaders in nearly everything. But a lot of it, including ideas, now has to go elsewhere. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. This is Tommy from Seattle, KVI 570.
Yes, sir.
I want to wish you and yours long life and all the happiness you can stand.
Thank you.
Now, to my point, during one of the 30 or more visitations from these great guys that have been coming around to see me, I had the opportunity to ask them, what were crop circles? And they said it's religious graffiti from one of the other alien races.
Religious graffiti?
Yes, yes. The light is the way, God is great, kindness is true, and all that stuff.
Hmm. Did they happen to mention how to decipher them so we could see for ourselves?
The challenge of it was is for us to find it ourselves.
Oh. Well, you should have asked the key.
I only get about a minute and a half with them before they go because they know the government's keeping an eye on things.
Uh-huh. All right, so the Grays think that it's religious graffiti from one of the other groups. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Dale. I'm calling from Lincoln, Nebraska. Listen to 1240 on KFAR, excuse me.
KFAR, you mean?
KFOR.
KFOR, okay.
Yeah, 1240 here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
About Ron Paul. You know, I'm not a Ron Paul supporter, but I listen to what he has to say, and I think the man has the message that the American public needs to hear. But, you know, with this thing with Fox, it just kind of brings forth something I remember seeing on the net a long, long time ago, and he said that Russia has had its Pravda, and the U.S. Shadow government has Fox News.
Fox News is leaning toward the conservative side. CNN's leading toward the liberal side. That's all cool. But, you know, in terms of locking somebody out of a debate, that's not cool at all. That's not fair. It's not balanced. And it's going to bite them in the butt.
I agree with you 100%. And congratulations on Asia Bell. And we miss you.
Thank you, my friend. And have a good night. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine, sir.
Oh, this is Art?
It is. Turn your radio all the way off, please.
I thought somebody else would pick up, but it's...
No.
I just want to say hello to the world. And I just want to say this. My dad was in a wreck with an 18-wheeler who was riding down the highway, and my dad was on interstate, and he was in stopped traffic. And I don't know what the 18-wheeler guy was thinking or what he was doing, but he plowed into my dad. My dad hit five other cars that were on interstate, and my dad can't walk anymore.
I'm so sorry.
So if truckers out there could just really please be careful. My second thing is if people out there could please sign the back of their licenses and donate their organs, because I'm a double organ transplant recipient. I have a pancreas and a kidney, and for my transplant, I had to go through 3 pancreases before I got a good one.
Wow.
So, yeah, they had infections on them. So I waited for the third one, and all 10 things that were supposed to match matched. But transplants are a big process, and if you ask me, that would be God's greatest gift if you could give life to somebody else.
All right, so thank you very, very much, and you're exactly right. You know, I've heard that organs that perhaps are not available here may be available overseas. And I suppose if you really, really needed one, as in you'll die without it, that might be something you would consider doing. I don't know. But I guess there's a lot going on with that. I understand why we have the very strict regulations that we have, and they make sense. Unless you need an organ. And then I think you'll probably go get it in, you know, any way you can. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering, do they have chemtrails in other countries other than the United States?
Yes.
And another question. Years ago, you put in that loop antenna.
Yes.
And you said that you was getting voltage off of it.
Yeah, short of about 400 volts, and that remains true today.
Has anyone ever been able to figure out a way to harness that voltage where you could use it?
That wouldn't be hard at all. There are various ways to harness it. What I need to do is measure the amount of current that goes along with that voltage, and then, you could use it for various things. In my opinion, there's not going to be a great deal of current. What is surprising is that there's no detectable rise time. In other words, if you ground it, bring it back up, it's there right away, instantly. So it's not as though you're discharging something. It's there constantly. So, I don't know, you could use it for powering something, certainly charging circuits. It could be used for a lot of things.
Isn't that amazing? And one other quick question. Is Asia still Dolly's little baby?
Yes.
I've seen that picture, how much Dolly loved her.
Dolly is Asia's protector.
Oh, that is so cool.
In fact, if we don't keep Dolly out of her room, she will jump up and sleep with Asia and protect her, but at the same time, perhaps wake up once or twice during the night and do the cat kneading thing, you know, with the paws.
Oh, yeah.
Wake her up. So,
yeah.
She loves to be with her so much that we've got to keep that door closed.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean,
it is.
I'm a big cat lover. We spoke about cats over the years, and Dolly is just very adorable.
She is adorable. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to try and squeeze one more in. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, Art. Has anyone ever thought that Jesus' mother, Mary, may have been abducted?
No, that's one I have not heard. There, of course, have been some recent motion pictures suggesting all sorts of things that disturb people, but no, I hadn't heard about an abduction. That's new.
Well, I mean, if Jesus really did all those things, it sounds to me that quite possibly, since she was a virgin, supposedly, that maybe some sort of abduction by intelligent beings may have taken place.
Well, you never know, sir. It's as good a suggestion as anybody's basis for a movie that's been out on that subject fairly recently. We'll be right back.